Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. One more time with Sam Cooke. And on change. Sam Cooke sings Change. And I am thinking. I'm thinking about the situation of living in a sodomite world, like we are right now living in a sodomite world, where you have Indo-European who rise to the top of political democracy and for people who have a sense of history, say over the last 2600 years, then you understand what I am talking about. It is unfortunate that things have gone this bad, you know, between a fight between being civilized and not civilized, a fight for uncivilized. Civilized. as far as I can see, I haven't heard any news of anyone anyplace. Is freaking a civilized argument that obliterates or even slightly creates or make a difference in the way people think. I don't hear of anyone who's going in that route. I don't hear black people say they want their territories back. I don't hear that. And should I hear that? Of course I should. I expect to hear something like that based on the situation that the world is going through right now. You have these sodomite folks who have taken over the black people's territory and come with their fictitious AD and a Dominic that they create on the basis of Jesus? No, come on. They make a mimicking calendar on the basis of a vacuous character called Jesus Christ? And if you are to look deeper into it, it's a black character that turn into white Jesus Christ. You know that? You know that? Of course. Nothing can be more absurd and ridiculous when black people allow these sodomite Indo-European to change the psychological perception that black people have no government. Look, they're not losing anything. They are not losing anything. I mean, I'm looking at this bizarre picture of what they have been doing over the past 12,000 years. That they sit out in Europe, in the Caucasus, for 2 million years. After all that time, they can only make stone tools and make a fire. And they exist like that all that long time. Now, if what I'm saying is wrong, then somebody I invite to call me and help me out with clarity, right? Because if nobody has defining to prove what I'm saying wrong, then I need to get on with the program then, because I don't have any reason to not carry on the program. I would willingly apologize and change course if somebody was able to do that. Now, the premise is our world certified history tells us everything that has been going on into the world, let's say, conservatively, 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, and who we are, the Anat, from 150,000 years to 200,000 years ago, we anatomical hybrid people, the ethnic group. We came into Africa since then. And there is no mention of these sodomites in Europe for 2 million years. So they've been there before civilization came about. Were they civilized? No, they were not. They become the menace of civilization right now. And where are they coming from with it? their first imprint was 509 BC, overthrow of the king, Roman king, Lucius Tarquinius from Italy. The seventh and final king, the report says, true or false, he ruled. And that dynasty was about 240 years old. And so many have ruled, and this was the seventh and final king, was stripped of his kingship and his military. And the venue where the Pope is right now is Black people territory. And you can see how early they begin to take away, strip what Black people have. So if they could do the king that, Africa and all of the African leaders of some 54 countries have done nothing. Imagine that? Can you imagine that? And these terrorist white fucking ass Indo-Europeans, since they don't have concern of the civilized world, you know, they do not. Because what have they been doing since they overthrew that king? They dig deep into the system of the world so that nobody is likely to resist that they are not a power. Even though they are stripping the Black people's character, both in the human form or in territory form, they make it so difficult that Black people who are not poised to, like, go fight people for anything, you know, they become limited in what should be a response, a proper response to what these white people are doing. That they have invented a lot of a cleave bubble system that allow them to use a military and conquer every place that we live. You know what? Unless there is a miracle, like right now, where somebody is going to be equipped to come forth and dig up the old bunch of nonsense. That's what I am about. I'm digging up the nonsense. They like to kill you. And you understand why they like to kill you? Why are they killing Black people? That shows you that they don't have an endocrine. They don't have a brain that thinks civilized. No matter what you see they're doing, white people are not civilized, and Black people must come to know it. When you come to know it, you don't believe in the Bible. You start read good and know what history is opposed to Bible. These are honest fuckers that write the Bible. Are compile it, but Genesis, creation story, no Black people don't write that. No ethnic people don't write that. But we're not going to make anything happen unless we get illuminated and see the world situation that we are created in and need that knowledge to live out the time you are allowed to live. What is going on right now is a big, ugly picture of white people fucking ass all over the place and come with our military and totally, you know, dominate us. And there is no African government to do anything about. So there is another plan. And that plan is present with us, and that's what I'm talking about. This is the plan to know that white people don't have a government and they must be ordered out. They are ordered out. No sooner than we tell the truth, they are ordered out. They think they have wealth that belongs to them. Well, we're going to show them, no, you're wrong about that. You're fucking too much ass. That is your cultural, your cultural, national or international identity. You're a sodomite. And they don't care. Would they be doing what they're doing? And make it seem like, oh, they are our grandfather? Without jurisdiction, you have no claim. Where is their jurisdiction? You know, they don't have anything to talk about besides what they do in America. And what have they done in America? Pure atrocities on the black people. That's it. Okay? So when they come like Lord Almighty with court system, banks and post office and all kind of things, and talk about federal government, let's show that there is no real federal government. They've been doing and they would want to tell you, well, we've done this and that. You signed this and signed that. Who is wrong here? Is it us who are ignorant of what we're doing? Or it's them who well know the evil that they are doing to us? They are the one who is wrong. So, you know, if we sign something ignorantly, like, as it were, would tend to think that we authenticate them. That's not true. To do something in ignorance, you don't know. Like, they're the ones who set up the system for us to grow up idiot. Because who put the church there? It's them. The church is their legacy. So we never give our birthright to them. No, they come and steal and oppress us. Now it's time that oppression is not going to stand. That oppression is done away with because the truth is what set people free. All right? If they think that they have all the wealth now to do whatever they want and to rule the world, I'm going to show them history. And in as much as they would not want to recognize history, you know what? We just say, dear Elohim God, here we have a problem. We need some tornadoes. We need some hurricane. We need some earthquake. We need some, too much water on the ground. Flush out these sodomite fucking people. We know, regardless of our ignorance, we hybrid ethnic people, we know what it is to mate with our own kind. And we have not shown a propensity to go and mate with white people. They are the ones, because we did not go in their way. They come into our way. So the fact is that they are going around and looking for people to fuck their ass. It can't be us who have the problem. It's them. And if they manage to get some of us to do the dirty things they do, it's not our culture that began to do nothing like that. We don't have it in our blood, but our mind can go astray. All right? And to certain degree, there's hardly any of us who have not gone astray. If not in this, in that. Right? So now, it is our responsibility. Pay attention to the history, the record of the past. It doesn't matter what these sodomites say. No matter what these Hindu proto-Hindu European, it doesn't matter what they say. It is the record that matters, not their record, because they are too much of an idiot to pay attention to the record. Only record they know about is ears. Hominid. Don't think about what is civilized. No, think civilized. Their idiocy is spread out all over the world. The church, terrorism, you know, the amount of ethnic people who they kill. So a lot of them in trenches blow their brains out alive. These sodomites have no concern at all but to scrape the wealth that the African people have. And so they use the craziest tactic to do it, that not going to reach up to the level that they are strutting their stuff. Yeah. And because they go take it up to such a level, I mean, nobody even better talk to them, because look, they put you to sleep just like that. See? And then, see, everything just dwindle and swivel up, quail up. Because they're writing a Bible, they're writing this, they're writing that, everything. And they're controlling this, and they're controlling that. Black people don't have any control anymore. We don't have any territory where we control anymore because of these fucking drilling batty white men. And behaving like they're civilized. No, that's what gets to me. That gets to me. We are not, as far as they're concerned, on a path to civilization. The civilization that has been established on Earth, they come in and decide they cannot afford to live by that. And they decide that, you know, exactly what they have done over the past 2 millennia or so, they are going to get black people to come their way. And since they can't be civilized and work with kingship, civilized government, they go invent their own. And they're going to swoop down on us. And as long as nobody don't bother them, I think that they go to Africa and probably go get some Siliti or whatever it is and keep them quiet, because they are good at that. The head of the African Union and all of the countries in Africa said nothing. Think about that. How can all of these things happen against the black people? And the head of kingship in Africa don't say nothing. Christianity become normative. Imagine that. A little black man in Africa now, multimillionaire, using the evangelism of Christianity to be multimillionaire. And say, praise Jesus. And it's all Jesus. All through Jesus. I'm saying, if African people are still so ignorant, we are in bad shape. We are in bad shape. And I'm just asking the good gods for some help. Really. Because they bring in a new world thinking from when they have been doing it It's not since 2 years ago. They plan to have a new, to revise the civilized world. That's what they plan on doing. And you may be shocked to read exactly the history that record what they have done. You see, nobody investigate them, because all the documentary that is made about Romans, they all circumvent how this Romans came, these white Romans came about. I'm going all over the world to liquidate the African territories and the wealth that they have. How much money do they take out of Israel? The place they call Israel, Palestine. How much money do you think these sodomites take out? Over the past 2 millennia. You don't know. Are we the civilized people or them? They're only making trouble. They're not civilized. And we are forbearing with what they do because we cannot overcome them. I'll show you that they demonstrate is not smart, they're smart, but it is because they are outrageous. Raven wolf, only criminal of their type. Very, very much, I mean, unprecedented criminal. That's what these white people are. You see, and unless a shaking don't take place, they will continue. They will. Listen, when they don't care about sexuality, it means that you're done. You are done when they are controlling you, because they don't care about the sanctity of sex, because they're going into your body when they can get it. Okay? Now, if they have to face the truth about it, that is, they will know that, look, I mean, you know, they got it going wrong. But they have been to do what they're doing because they don't have any opposition. Ain't nobody, I mean, care to speak the truth. Because they are going to cause a lot of problem for you if you start speaking the truth. See, because their sodomite stuff must go on, no matter what. What did they tell Lot? Look, don't stand in our way. We want to come into your house. You're locking us out. No, no, don't offer us your two daughters. We don't want to vagina daughters. We want the men with honor, the filth out of their ass. That's who we want to fuck. That's it. And it's like, we just cannot get enlightened enough to handle ourselves and to make claim for what the government that has been given to us since our time began, not since the world began, but since the Elohim came to earth. And in time, they created the hybrid people. How do you think we were created? The way the Bible is telling you? There's nothing in the Bible tells you a civilized story about creation of Adam and Eve. It's not. That's not a civilized story. This is what fucking Batty sodomized them. That's what they write. And that's what they want civilized people to think. Now, how hard it is for us to realize that. hard it is. It shouldn't be so hard, you know what I mean? After a while, your brain has got to be clearing up. All the lies that these sodomite white people are telling. This is not time to go easy on that. It's not time to go easy on that. It's time for us to see who we are and where we are coming from. A B and a Domini, it's fucking batty something. A B and a Domini, it's fucking batty. It's not about authentic government. What happened to democracy? Where democracy come from? Look at the chain of events. 509 BC, there was nothing there in political sense. We have nothing on record politically before 509 BC. Whatever these sodomites were doing, it was not in a political sense. It was just criminal. But they have a time when they decide that they want to do something to make themselves more, as it were, recognized. Not necessarily authentic, construed as such. That's what they wanted, to be recognized as being authentic. No, since they overthrew the king, that's the arrangement of the god. The arrangement of the god to provide king to rule over a society. Now, what you may read about that king in Italy that these sodomites overthrow and talk about noblemen, they call themselves noble. These sodomites call themselves noble because nobody overthrew the king but them, Indo-Europeans. Okay? And they are hiding it. They're hiding it. We'll face the truth now and see how well you can hide that the noblemen you talk about that overthrew this king. You're writing the story and you're telling the story. And you're talking about noblemen. Noblemen is not identity of anybody. Okay? Because who is the real person? At least if it is not, you can't give the name of the people if you don't want to give the name. But all right, give us the race. Give us the race. Don't tell us about noblemen because you can have noblemen in a whole bunch of different contexts. See what I mean? So we've gone too far with these fucking batty white people who say they are ruling black people. And the fact is, they are only as authentic as the Pope in the article of Kathleen Grossman to year 2000, USA Today. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil, Vatican official said. Tuesday, right? And what he's going to apologize for is the war that they wage on the polytheism people, which the way of life is religion. That's the polytheism people, the black people. And that's what the Pope is apologizing for, because they know that they don't have no Jesus that exists that they're writing in the Bible. Ever they did to him, and after about some 300 years, they begin to call that man a white Jesus. That's what it is. You don't have any realism about Jesus Christ. But it is taking a long time for black people to understand that. There is no realism about the precedents that they are giving for the Jesus Christ. Because the precedent where them have for Jesus to come is Adam and Eve in a garden. But read that story and you will find out that there is nothing civilized in that story in Genesis about Adam and Eve in a garden. These sodomites, They know to write and make up stories. Right? And all they want is a little idea. And that's what they have, an idea of something, and use it like, but they have too much flaws in what they write. That anytime our good judgment is activated, we will find out. Because when you read a story about Adam and Eve in the garden and what happened to them, you must start getting a sense of fiction in there. Because when you go into the third chapter of Genesis, you find out that what God is supposed to be, God is no longer that. You know, that perfect God that makes things and stuff like that. When you read chapter 1-2, and go to third chapter, everything, every hell breaks loose, and there's no way that you can rely on what they're saying in the first two chapters about God make heaven in the first, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. There's no way, as an intelligent, logical person, you can rely on what they're writing in there. And that's a place, a turning point, where you realize that you better look elsewhere for the truth. You see? But by then, you stuffed up with all of these church teaching. It's hard stuff for you to work through. But if you find out what is not making any sense here, look for Israel. Look for certified history. And that's what you're supposed to do. So I'm telling you, there is nothing good about this fucking batch of people out. And they don't want you to talk that they're fucking batty Adamite culture. They don't want you to talk like that. No, because they possess the world. Don't tell me that, because I know better than that. I have the fact. I have the truth. Because see, when you're talking about Jesus and stuff, I mean, it's all shit. Stinking shit. You're talking about Jesus Christ. Okay? The document list falls, the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, their terrorist group, you see, right here in this confession, they used the Crusades and another one, you see, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of this other one, the Inquisition. If you read what these people did to the black people, you would just know that, look, get out of the church. No more argument about that. Get out of the church and go find you the knowledge in history about yourself. Yes. Disrespect for cultures, the Chinese, the Indian, and so forth and so on. Hispanics, right? And every non-white African people. They disrespect our culture because we're not sodomites. And faith in the course of evangelization affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups. You hear that? They are addressing the black people and the evil that they have done to us over 2,000 years present day. Right? Race, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. There's a whole lot more, but I just show you how many things I've apologized for. What do you think they were doing in Palestine? Waiting for the Messiah to come and crucify him? Nothing go like that. These stories in the Bible, if you read it good, you will find out. These white people are the biggest jackasses, fucking ass white people you can find. All that you see they are doing and about they are running government and taking care of the world, they are as mad as shad. I mean, I don't know that if that's a good one, but look, they are by blood, by genome, uncivilized. They're psychopaths. They have mental problems. Seriously. if you look at what they have done since the 509 DC, they cannot be short of being mentally diseased by birth, by evolution, never come to full human civilization. Now, can't you see the world out here and see what they are controlling? Black people draw one side and allow these honest, captain white men to take control. Why can't I talk about it? Why can't I talk about it? If I was afraid of them, I wouldn't be talking about it. I am certain of what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, they are ordered to get out. Get out of our territory. Because we're looking for help from the gods who can, fix this business for us. Because clearly, it's gone too far. You know, it's like... My fruit did not ripe yet. Now, we don't give these people anything, and they have no right to take anything away from us. It's very clear that's what they have done, and it must be vindicated. They don't have a court system for us. They do not. And we have never waived our rights of indigenous, inalienable rights. We don't waive none. We don't owe these white fucking fools anything because they don't have any rights in our territory. Legally, none. None. But they look at us, we are idiots. We don't know nothing about law. And they are wrongly emulating our laws, and we don't have anything to say. Whether or not we are lawyers ourselves, we're still idiots. We are still idiots, right? Because we can't have so many black lawyers and they can't read Genesis, creation story and find out, we have serious problems here. Not one of them. I don't see or hear of at all. But I know it exists. The truth exists. Bring me a sodomite and let him tell the world how they come into power. Yeah, I've been wanting these folks to come on the program and talk. Whether you're a lay person or you're not, but come up and talk. No, I don't have to talk because I'm dealing with the factual, certified prehistory and history. They don't want me. But I give you the number. Inexcusable. I'm giving it to you. 347. And I think I have a something that went on there. The number I'm giving you, I'm repeating it, right? So erase what I said before after the number. The number now I'm giving to you, I'm making sure that I'm not blinking on it. 347-850-1358. That's the number. Folks are able to call me and talk about the issue I'm talking about because I'm talking about serious stuff. Where white people are all over the world controlling, there's a stop to it by bringing the truth up, the history book. And by the time it's over, you will realize they are criminals to be thrown into the bottomless pit. Batty fucking people them want black people to mingle up with their batty joking fucking. That's what they want. Tell Obama to make the Supreme Court institute marrying batty fucking. That's what they set up Obama to do. You know, Obama was told to reverse sodomy in the military. You see? And I think there, Bill Clinton had a policy of don't ask, don't tell. Obama erased all of that and made sodomy free by the army. No restriction. That's right. And open up the Supreme Court to national U.S. law to marry faggot people. Now, just know that we don't have a history for that. Fantasize history is not relevant to African people. They decide that when they write the Bible and put Adam and Eve, they're writing about us, you know, and twisting up the truth about our history and write that in the Bible and say, is this spirit God that is telling special anointed people these things that they are writing in the Bible. And they are saying that God in the Bible is the one who created us and created Adam and Eve. That's what they're saying. Now, if you read civilized history, you won't come across those kind of identity of things. You wouldn't see those things at all. Truth is the truth, you see. The truth is the truth. And who put the truth here on earth is the Elohim God. There is no question about that. I don't have any type of persuasion to sidestep what is authentic truth about black people, ethnic origin. There's nothing. I have proven that the Bible that they have is fucking sodomite character Bible. Okay? To the very Supreme Court, everything that they established, these are imitators of our civilization. And try to darb up our perception of things and substitute all kind of a bogus concept so we don't remember what is true at all, or even won't even find it to read it, because they are hiding it all over the place and for us. These folks was really behaving in a way that you could in some way deal with them, it would be different, but they're not, because we were never treating them like they don't have a right to exist, but they are existing the wrong way, because they don't have anything to do with us and where we live. We come out 1,000 years ago and spread out all over the place. All they do is come behind us. After they have learned a few things, they come after us and take away everything we have and take out this AD and Adam and stuff. Now, bring this to the forefront. How do they come with a government power, government authority, to take away what we have as inalienable rights? Now, they make a God in the Bible that take away our inalienable rights, right? And say, that's the God that created us. They are telling us who created us. This fucking man, damn culture, that fuck ass. He's telling black people with a Bible that this spirit God make here. And they fuck so mad until they can't tell you what piece of land
did God put Adam and Eve on? They can't tell you that. And we allow them, Africa allowed this fucking ass, mad, crazy nut job to take over the African people and their land and everything. Kill you and use AD and Adamani to, you know, totally, you know, dissolve. You never exist. That's what they're using. That's why I'm telling you now, if you don't have enough sense to ask them the question about AD and Adamani and what comprised AD and Adamani, why they can use it to take away every banking thing from you. If you don't know that's what they are using, whenever you talk, they just find out that, oh, you're talking hot air because you're not telling them something. AD and Adamani is a mimicking calendar that they invent. There was no calendar before. They couldn't make a calendar. They couldn't fashion something and call it a calendar. The point about it is people, African people, have nothing to do with these white people in our territory. They don't belong here. They don't have a government that put them here. If you don't know, why would they want to come out? Why would they bother to even think about what black people are saying? Can't you see right now in the court of law? Why should you need a video to prove that a black man was killed for no reason at all? Why you need a video? And not there is a video because they have all kind of way into their court system to turn things in all kind of different kind of way. There is no wrong, there is no right. It is not defined. They twist things in every given way. Now, for them to say that they are controlling us, that's just unthinkable. It is unthinkable for these. Look, before I came on, I Googled this word, sodomy. Now, do you think that these Indo-European, you think they can deny? You think they can deny factually that they are not sodomite culture? That's what defines them. That's why they use law to marry sodomy. Right? So they will never be able to do that. We have been sitting in darkness. And we have not been able to see what transpired. And when we read to know what time it is, you know, what the time is on thing. And allow these faggots to come from where they are and follow us after, and use the very little knowledge that they learn into our learning institution, whether personal or otherwise, but they follow up the institution. I read it in the World Textbook. That's what they do. They school themselves in our institution. It's written in the World History textbook, certified textbook. It's not like a pamphlet as the story. No, it's the recognized World History textbook where they actually school themselves in our institution, only to turn around and decide that they're going to, like, you know, subdue us with whatever they have and with their criminal weaponry and stuff like that, and they are not afraid to just out our lights anytime they want and use their bogus AD and Adamani to justify that they have a right to be. They can go to Africa and do anything they want. We don't have anything of African power that is, you know, like, I mean, beaten back on them. Never one time have I seen on these sodomite white people in slavery and otherwise other calamity and atrocity that they commit on the black people. I don't see no African power interfered with what these sodomites are doing. Now, so I am saying to you, they are a certified sodomite culture. See, when I read to you a while ago what the Pope talks about, you see what I mean? We have several cultures. The same civilization, but different cultures among our civilization. These white Indo-European, they are of one culture. They are never a civilization. They are one culture. Right? And I don't know of them to have difference in their culture. Sodomy is plainly sodomy. All right. So what I want to talk to you about is this. What is the definition of sodomy? The people them who say they have constitutional government controlling African people, and they have the right to take away our inalienable rights by their constitution. All right. Now, how sane are them? How sane are they to administrate a government? And where did they come from? Because all they do is attack and been attacking black people before they even overthrew the king in Italy. They were attacking the black people, the black civilization. That's all they were doing. So when did they come in line and have government to rule over black people? It never happened. And we are just clearly in the dark. We are clearly in the dark. And the things that they have done with the Inquisition and the Crusades let you know that, you know, it's like we grew up in villages and there was no education there. So we fool. And they come now and learn something and using their common sense and think the ways that they can control us. And here we are today. Here we are today. They are never civilized. They are sodomites. And you want to tell me, even though they write in the Bible that they put out about a district of sodomites want to attack the Lot's visitors, two male visitors. All right? And what they say sodomites did, why can't black people realize that what they read in Genesis, since they believe Genesis, why can't they see that the white people are the same sodomites? It's them same one. It's their ancestors. They're writing about their ancestors. And whether the story is true or not, they write it in that context. Because they're good at writing fiction and present it like it's true. They are not civilized enough to know it doesn't work. Difficult dealing with them after they claim that they are ruling and kill off as much as they want to kill and take the wealth. And now they are filthy wealthy, and black people are, you know, living off the skin of something. You know what I mean? And look at the way they carry themselves. It's not like they wanted to help civility at all. Beer way is what is civilized now. Now, what are black people going to do with this? I am telling you, you're not going to get out from under the sodomite culture. You realize what they're using on you. And what they're using on you is the making of a fraudulent calendar. That's what. And look on the basis on which they created it. And you will know that they're fucking ass. They don't have anything at all to rule over black people. And it is our fault. From Africa. Come right on out, down, right down to us. You know, we should have long time figure out stuff. You see? And at least don't join the church. I mean, there are quite a few black people who don't join the church, but, you know, are they really, really knowledgeable about the church? No. Except for a few people who may read and understand, but normally, it's just a dislike that some people, however, you don't see anybody stand up like a Marcus Garvey and come out and really tell people, you know, like the stuff that I'm talking about here. Yeah, Marcus, you don't hear Marcus Garvey talk about these kind of stuff. And it's the reason why Marcus Garvey was in a good position to make a difference. If he brought the history and lay it on them, since he was representing himself, he could have totally decimated them long time. He did not go that in that direction. Muhammad Ali could have decimated them too. If Muhammad Ali was using the history. Marcus, Malcolm X position to destroy them, but weren't able to. Because if you don't know the history of the black people, I know the history of these sodomite culture people up in, you know, two million years up there in the Caucasus Mountains. You can't defend anything with these white people because they have enough sense to know if you are making, I mean, solid factual points on them, they can't override it. They have too much sense to try to override you. They may try, but if you continue, keep them beyond the line. Keep them behind the line. They cannot handle that. They cannot handle that. You see? So, I am telling you, and whether or not you are taking it, I cannot do anything about that. I am telling you, black people, that these sodomite white people are using against the black people is what is called a D on a domini in the year of our Lord. None of it has any part of logic and fact and what affects black people. These are fucking body drippers, white men that want to take over the world. And that's what they pursue. Now, when somebody's doing something to you and you have what to stop them, why don't you stop them? You have the truth. Why we talk about kind of all a bunch of nonsense that's full of all kind of virus that we're talking about? What we're talking about is not clean enough to drive these people away. You have got to be talking the real stuff. Good. That they can't run through and creep underneath mountain. All right. Sodomy means if you are somebody engaging in sodomy, sexual intercourse involving anal or oral copulation, anal sex. They call it buggery. These buggery. You see? And marauders. Plunderer. That's who these white people are. Don't let them fool you by behaving like they're on a screen, a movie screen. Don't let them fool you. They are simply imitating black people. That's what they're doing. But they can't do it well enough because, see, their culture, force itself to the forefront. They can't act in pretense all the time. The real them comes out in the way you see society is. That's right. So you say, well, then, our court system and all this. Look at what is happening now. Look at what is happening now. And see how they handle things. Now, we are not supposed to let these fucking ass people talking about that they are controlling our territory and our system and way of life. Right now, that's what we're doing. We're playing this game. But they're telling us that we can't do anything outside of AD and Adamani. No, I'm telling you, AD and Adamani is not black people. And all you need to do to knock them out of your face is with the World History textbook. Are you a good World History textbook? I'll go to the library and find one. Make sure you're reading a good Sumerian World History textbook. Assyrian and stuff like that. Something that they don't have nothing to do with because they are good at writing all kind of texts. And like the Bible is one of the major challenge that they really pose to the black people. Easiest thing to use and knock them out with it. Because first of all, who give them the right to write about us? And write things we don't even sanction. But them write it and put it out all over the world for people to turn fool. We allow it. We allow it. So the Bible is exhibit number one that shows these people are not mentally well because they don't write anything about themselves to salvation and, Adam and Eve. They don't write anything about themselves. Them are right about black people. That them are turned a white black man into a white man. And black people don't say none. But you go to church and I praise Jesus and all. So, it's time for us to stop thinking that we are blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. None of that is true. Read your history about the way you originate. And, if you want to a book that will help you, just call me. I'll give you a book, The Real History, that these sodomites don't put nothing in there, as far as I know. So I am telling you that the way to get out from these sodomites is to use the truth. Use the truth. We have not been using it. And I'm telling you that there's nobody on this planet will do well if their brain is not civilized. White people's brain is not civilized brain. That's why everything they are doing it for themselves. That's why they're here in America. They didn't come here with anything. And look, long before they came here, they already made up their mind that we were on their agenda. Hundreds of years before they come to America, they decided America was their final destiny in this context, right? So they go from Rome and all over Italy and go to New Zealand, Australia. They go to Egypt, all right? That's where they popularize themselves as Greeks. We don't know the kind of stuff these people have done. And whatever little we know, it does affect us because Africa have big multi-million dollar preacher preaching the sodomite Jesus. That's disgraceful. All right. But I tell you about this buggery white people that we have controlling our life. It's just no way we thought the truth they can stand around us. They are mentally ill. Every white person you see out there, they were born mentally ill. They are sodomy culture. Okay? And the Worldly Book tells you that a culture is a people that follow the same way of life. And what gives us our way of life, male and female, is our sexuality. And then when you're talking about different species now, you're talking about something different. Right? So they don't care about the sanctity of sex. But can civilized people do? Right? Ethnic people do. Because, you know, it's about being male and female. Right? And that we are ethnic. We are ethnic people. And we share the same type of sexual life. Okay? Sexually, we are compatible. Deep compatibility. No problem. You know, I could easily marry a Chinese girl. The color of the skin wouldn't matter. But it matters when a black person is marrying a white sodomite culture. You don't marry into a sodomite culture. It doesn't matter how beautiful the skin looks. You have to be more intelligent than that. You see what I mean? But they come in now and they knock down everything that is supposed to keep us clean and civilized. They come in with all of their spoil and have us, you know, going to church and gradually get us into the demonic stuff that they really are. You see? And until we find out and able to withdraw from it, we will be sodomite's victim. Plain and simple. So, I'm telling you, and it's going to be up to you, you find in what I said. All right, here I come with AD and Adamani, Indo-Europeans kill blacks because they are sodomite, because they are sodomy and civilized. That's what I have been telling you. So I set the foundation for the synopsis here and say this. White sodomites, Indo-European, confess to killing and confiscation of confiscation of the black hybrid people property. Yes, this is what is going on, and we're not paying attention to the thing. We're not serious enough. White criminals are ordered, expelled from African lands. A.D. Anadamani was dead. It was dead, you see, from the start. And he's still dead right now. But if you think a dead man is a live man, well, you have a problem there. You have a problem there. If we think that
AD Anadamani is a government that is over us, well, we will stay underneath it. But if you have exposure to the knowledge about what exists and what don't exist, then you will find out what I'm telling is true. And black people all around the world, I mean, just to understand your freedom and how to, you know, claim and live in your freedom. These folks are doing what they're doing because they find out that we are easy to deal with. You see, and we are taking, you know, if we may, and we may never find our way back into who we are supposed to be and have the guts to tell them to get out. You see, but I am playing the role that I have to play. And I, not interfering with what anybody else will affirm, but what if there is no one else? It's only me who think that, you know, these guys need to get out, not us, right? Well, I'm going to speak for everybody there in that case. I mean, and who is among us that is going to say, well, and I'm wrong. You know, leave me alone. Let me do it to them. Yes, because clearly I'm not afraid of that. I think if I can see the truth, look, I can talk it. You know, see what I mean? And you're not going to put your front foot in front of mine, you know, and block me. No, you're not going to do that. Because, no, all the bells going to go off ringing. Okay? You get a lawyer to represent you in court. And, you know, sometimes the other lawyer is just wrong. He don't have it right at all. And this lawyer here, you know, is fixing his business. You see, the one who has the truth and represents it properly, he can't lose. You see, as long as you don't have a corrupt judge up there, he's going to mess you up. All right, look. When criminals are ordered expelled from African lands, A.D. Anadamani was dead. So you see what I'm trying to say? White criminals are ordered, expelled from African lands. A.D. Anadamani was dead. You see? So, whenever they were ordered, because I have spoken it several times, affirming the order, and from they created this AD and a falsehood about AD Anadamani, I think everything they do must work with us. They write a Bible with all these old bunch of maggot foolishness about black people. They have no right to do it. And think that their AD Anadamani gives them the right to do it. No, AD Anadamani, no, I mean, you fucking ass. You know, you fucking ass, which nature is not along, go along with. you can't make no law at all to govern black people. You just can't. You know, but you're so uncivilized, you didn't realize it. But now you do. Now you do. So, when they were creating AD Anadamani, they were breaking the law. Kingship law. You see? So now, yes, so they are dead with what they're doing from the start of it. You know, what they did on 50509 BC. You know, it was a dead act that they were performing. In the context, they have effect. Yes, they have effect. But what happens if they are pulled up to judgment? And you have to use words and unravel it. What are they going to do? They're going to find out that what they did long time was dead. There's no life in it to defend themselves. All right. Listen to their own affirmation against the mixed one. Mixed one are the African hybrid people.
the ethnic people are mixed ones, because the blood of Homo sapiens mixed with the gods that created us, the ethnic group people. All right? So you have that? Good. So listen to what these Indo-European speak against the hybrid mixed one. Defender of the Puritans. This is what they call themselves, Puritans. Remember, they call themselves a whole bunch of aliases. So someone of them who were a defender of their atrocities against the African people, they claim, the Puritan claim, Puritans claim that it was the hostility of the Pequots, mean the black Indian tribe, that led to their unfortunate demise. Now, they leave Palestine and come to America. And as they kill us in Palestine, they are doing it in America. And the Indian tribe is featured in this account that these sodomites carried out Asian on the Pequot when at night when they are sleeping, break down and go in and kill them. Right? And one of the occasions, they went in and killed these people while they were sleeping. And about 6 weeks later, they went back and did it again. Yeah. And listen to what they have to say about their action and the black people, of whom here we are today. They say they have a constitution, and it's like they have this almighty power. It's fucking ass, white people. And we cannot altogether stand up and tell them who they are. They get out because they are not our culture. The world is a textbook. Don't give them the right to be here. After they kill us, listen to what they say about committing these atrocities us. Can you imagine? Can you imagine us go to Europe and do that to them? Imagine that. But I tell you, sodomites don't have civilized brain. They don't have civilized endocrine glands. They do not. The kind of stuff that they do is not trusted, is not civilized brain doing them. And when we can't get them out, we suffer with them, you know, see? Okay? Civilized. Look at what they have done. You can't look after they try hard to imitate us and take a more improved appearance like they are civilized. You make them fool you. No, you don't make them fool you because they don't change anything. They are still here enjoying their sodomite takeover of our territory and our bodies too. Yes, they brag about they are the most influential changing the African culture. They are the most influential changing the American culture, the black people culture. They are proud about it. These fucking ass white people are proud about what they do. So if you look at America and think that, oh, the you know, let bygones be bygones. You're an idiot.
Big time idiot.
Have you under A.B. Anadamani,
which is only sodomite mentality, do those kind of stuff. They are circumventing the Elohim civilized world and make it their own, and they want to now fool us that they can invent a different legal system than the one in the world set by the Elohim God. That's what they want us to think. That's not true. And we must reject it. We must read and know our history. And stop reading Bible and believing, having faith and believing in God. But these guys, I mean, they only get that by, you know, knowing about us and make something to contrast what is real and pull us into what, you know, like Christmas and Easter. How black people come to celebrate Christmas and Easter? How? Still are, because they do these things against us in Palestine. And here we are praising Jesus, reading Bible about, you know, oh, Jesus, the white man, in the Bible now, we have a white Jesus. That's how they characterize Jesus of the Bible, as a white European. Right? So now, this is where we need to, you know, pay attention to what these white people are doing. You see, because they go into our land and destroy it and take all the wealth out of it and talk about Jesus Christ and a nativity scene in our land. How they get away with doing all of this is because of A.D. Anadamani. Where did they start? They start 509 B.C. That's where they steal the military and kick out the king, right at St. Peter's Basilica. And see, they get so big and wealthy, that's where the Pope is. And who is going to tell you that's where they ended the kingship reign in Rome? Who's going to tell you? I am telling you, and I am telling you that black people are still under the curse of these white of the gods. And until we realize that these white people are the talking serpents in the Bible that they wrote, and get changed out those things, get them out of your mind, and get to know exactly what your birth certificate is in the context of the world history textbook. You have got to know that, because only so you will get out from under these white sodomite fucking ass white people. Okay? You don't need to respect them, because every moment you are here, it doesn't matter what they do, they have you under A.D. Anadamani. They're not releasing you from that. And you don't know yet that A.D. Anadamani is fuckery. Okay? It's not something civilized. You must come to know that. And if you decide you can't bother with it, all right, don't bother with it. I'll bother with it. And the good Lord will help those of us who need help. He says, but the Pequot were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. So you see, they kill these people. And a defender of them is saying, defenders of the Puritans claim to that led to their unfortunate demise. Now they come here, leave where they come from, and from here, and this is what they are saying about what they do after they kill us. You go to a people's dwelling place and go kill them and blame them and say, it is their hostility why you kill them? Really? I tell you, only when you fuck
Christian body to think like that. These sodomites. Can't you see? Now, do you blame me? I mean, that's it right there. But the Pequot were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. You hear that? As is expected, black people never go anywhere and start to fool around with these sodomite fuck-body people. No. We weren't trying to evangelize them. They come to evangelize us. And see here, first, they might kill a lot of us. You see? And put intimidation and hopelessness inside of us. That's what they come and do, right? So the Pequot were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. History reveals that their hostility did not. They were hunted like animals. Now, that was time for some hostility to show. Isn't that right? Yes. They come from thousands of miles away and come here and behave like this place is here. They say God tell them that this place is here. He give this place to them. After all of these other places that God give them and Abraham's children, now Abraham's children don't have anywhere at all. Now, who is talking those kind of stuff? Demon possessed fucking ass white people. Don't exempt one of them because they are the same culture. You see, they were saying they would remain in their own avatar. They're not saying. And that's what we're dealing with. If you black people don't know that dealing with black white people who come and dispossess your land, and if you don't know that you don't have any million ever rights, you better know it now. AD and other money strip black people of all their inalienable rights. And these white folks feel so good about it that you come to be satisfied with it. You don't need satisfying with it. You know, if you're so hopeless and helpless, that's bad. You can't do nothing. But it's time to get into the know of information that you really need. Now, it goes on. So here is the account that is saying that, no, these people never have such hostility until they were hunted down. You see, until they were hunted down like animals, you see? For argument's sake, let's say that the Pequots were the instigators of hostility. Virtually savages, if you will, which they were not. Does this justify hunting them down, slaughtering the men, women, and children in their sleep? And then doing it again 6 weeks later to finish the job. You know, this sounds so mucky and sick that I could see honest fuckers think this way and do these kind of stuff. I don't see black people just suck it down like nothing happened. I don't see that. Not exactly battlefield victories. No, it was not battlefield victories. It's that these sodomites find it a pleasure to go kill black people because their goal is to diminish black people to where they do everything they want to do and eventually have all the wealth that they want. That's what they're doing. And if you don't know and you see them here in America and you think differently, you must understand what is at the basement of their thinking, their intent, right? If they accomplish what they want, well, they don't need to do nothing there. You can get away with anything. But if they want something and stuff like that, hey, you know, may the good gods of heaven be with you. Because they don't have no pity for nothing. Them are fucking ass mad people, them are about Jesus Christ.
You see,
who can make a white man out of a black man? You see? And steal all the money that they can steal from the African people. Why do you think they follow us around? Why? Why am I telling you? You need to know. You need to know. See, because you at least need read your history and know about yourself. And don't want to be the character that honest sodomite people want to turn black people in. Okay? That's what is going on. Moreover, the Puritans claim it was in obedience to God that these pagans were slaughtered. They have no remorse. They kill you and they have no remorse. It don't stop. You see, the government still doing it to black people. Is this a government? It cannot be a government. So, are you going to think that, you know, I'm just making noise? No, I'm not just making noise. I'm telling you the truth. And it's a reality black people really need to know. Because now you allow white people a little tiny fragment of humanity with their sodomite fucking body, ways of life, now ruling everything black people possess. See, and your brain is there to take in knowledge and avoid all those foolishness. But as long as you don't get the knowledge, then these sodomite people, they will come and fuck your body someday. But they are boasting that, you know, it is, you know, they obey their God to kill us, slaughter us, you know, and say it was our hostility while they have to do it. Can you see the madness of the sodomite brain working? Can you see? You can't see that white people are sodomite and the things they do and upkeep, you know, they're standing like they have a right to come here and they're not going back home because everywhere they come and kick black people out, kill a lot of them, and then take control. That's what they want. They're not going back home because they have all the wealth and amenities to live. When they come and kick us out or make us slaves. And talk about you're a citizen, dear citizen. Imagine, you know what I mean? Because they use AD and Adamani to set up immigration. And you see what Trump did at the border of Mexico? See, the land where they're talking about the steal from Mexico, they have no earthly right to be in our Western Hemisphere doing anything, but Africa allowed them to do it. You see what I mean? Africa allowed them to do it. How could Africa allow these sodomite buggery on marauders? How could they allow them to do these things? I just don't get it. Hear the reasoning defies logic and the sense and the sense of common decency. That's what this report says. And that's what I'm talking about. Why can't black people see this? Let alone Christian principles. Don't talk about let alone Christian principle. Because Christian principle is a sham. You see, it's fiction. But they do put some things in Christianity to give people some positive thinking, though. I won't deny that, but now I know much better. I did not need those things. I should not have need those things in the Bible. I should not. Because anything that is good that they are putting in the Bible is something that is published and around, free for anybody to see, somewhere in storage, somewhere, where if we start to look for it, we'll find it. But these white people use the church and keep people away from wanting to know the truth about themselves, because they give you Jesus, and Jesus means everything to you, right? Now, Captain John Underhill also wrote in the Pequot Slaughter. He wrote of the Pequot Slaughter something the scripture declared, woman. He said that's something that sometimes the scripture declare, women and children must perish with their parents. We have sufficient light from the word of God for our proceeding. Now, such vicious things that these sodomites have done, these white people right here that you're looking at, that full up America. America is a paradise land for them, right? So after they were through with Palestine, they come here. And this is what you have going on. When are black people going to realize the civilized world? When will they realize that? To hear these sodomites talk these kind of stuff and spend, you know, over 2,000 years pursuing black people and killing them. And we have not been able to even say, well, then get out away from their church. We start believing the church and Jesus Christ and Holy Ghost and stuff like that. And mash up our brain. That's what has happened. We don't know whether we are going or coming. When they are telling you that the Bible that you believe in, I mean, instruct them to kill these, the Pequot Indians, and accuse them that they are the one who is attacking them. And that's not true. They have left 7,000 or 6,000 miles from the north to come here to take away what we have. And it is clear that's what happened, because it is in history. They don't come here with anything. They've been looking for things. We don't go out and try to steal from nobody. So there is no evidence that we have reason to go out and do anybody anything. There is no issue for that. These folks got help from the black people, and because they are sodomites, and they find out that they're not going to be able to jump in our house like they want to, they decide to make a different plan and try to screw up humanity, civilization. That's what they have been doing to this one. If you don't know, I'm telling you. The only way to go is rebuke and curse for these white people. Get them out. None of them is good enough to stay here. Go out. Go out. And if there is a way that you can prove that you are not into the covetousness, you are not into the envy and the strife, I don't see, I don't have any objection for these people, if they are anti-sodomite, to live. I don't have anything against that. But I don't want no sodomite living on our territory. No, and that only start to happen because these black people get careless and don't take care of their territory. Because how could, I mean, like about 10 million people I heard live here before they came here and be here like about some 15,000 years or more before these sodomites came, put foot on this land. And you want to tell me, allow this little group of people to my out and over them?
doesn't make any sense. It don't speak well for black people. And as far as I can see, we lack development. And we're not going to develop unless we read our history and know exactly who we are. These folks who are, you know, found themselves in a position to learn and make trouble, make themselves the best criminal on earth, you know, I mean, and all the evils that we civilized people, you know, harbor, you know, they suck it up. They suck it up. You know, child molestation, pedophiles, you know, I mean, murderer, you know, kill, I mean, people without cause. That's what they do. That's their nature clamor for that. So what are we doing with them? What are we doing with them? Believe into their Bible and think that is the way of life? You don't know what a talking serpent is? You believe in a talking serpent, right? You believe into what they write in the Bible. And you don't see what they write in the Bible has not come true. Because if God was pure and holy, perfect God, you wouldn't see things take the turns he did in the Bible. From chapter 2, Genesis, back to the 3rd chapter. These things did not work out positive at all. And if God blessed Adam and Eve and say that they were good, what could make them bad people? He said they were good. Was he able to say, God know he's lying. The day that they eat of the fruit, their eye will open. Why God was lying to those people? You don't see in the Bible there, it doesn't follow through with when it says God ordained all things. God foreknew all things. And as easy as that, Adam and Eve in the garden, let's say, if they went wrong, they were very ignorant. You ever look at that? According to the Bible, they were very ignorant under the develop, and God did not develop them to the point that they had enough sense to fend off intruders. So if you look on what the Bible says, you should find reason to throw it all away as nonsense. All right? Because if God knew that Adam and Eve were competent to fend off the adversary, if he knew they were good, I mean, that God know all things best. So you don't second guess God. How can the people we put there qualify, you know, a serpent from over, you know, the wisest beast? Imagine all of that. The wisest beast who God created came over and know all these things. You know, no serpent is not supposed to, he's supposed to know that. So you're reading those things and you're not computerizing what you're reading and actually believing the substance of it. Don't make sense. So here it is. We are sufficient. This is what he says. They have sufficient word of God, you know, for the killing that they have done to the black people, who not in any remote way could do them anything for them to go and butcher. So you understand what these white people are all about. They are about butchering black people. You see? And now, them are barely civilized when they say they make up a prison and all these kind of places. Like it's imitation of civility. That's what they're doing. Underneath that, they are fucking ass grinding away. Mad. Okay? That's what it is. Christmas and all that. They're grinding away with all those stuff. Not to believe those kind of things there at all. Wise men following star. Those things are not true. Read Matthew 2. But not Gosso. Listen, come on. Come on. put the fire under these people with the truth and stop talking nonsense. Our blackness is ours. We don't care what people think about our blackness. But we are a detriment to ourselves because we are not proving that we are superior. That's the problem. We are not proving to them that we are superior to them. Now, I am proving it that I am superior to any white person. Every white person. A black, not just me, but I'm talking about as far as my representation is concerned. As soon as I read and I find out, me no hold back. I don't hold back. I talk about it. And how many people, how my own people, disdain, they don't give ear to understand. They're not into the process of understanding. So what must I do? I'm going to do what I know is right. Because if there's a blessing to get for walking to the right way, I'm going to get that blessing. I am getting it right now if I am to think thoroughly, right? Because it's not just money that, you know, represent that substance we need. Not money. It's more than that. If my brain can take my spirit to a higher level of reasoning, and fix my conduct, you know, perfectly civilized. That's what I need. You know, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. We need to understand who we are. We need to understand. And I'm saying, I think I am doing the representation of truth as I see it and as I come to know it. But, you know, there are so many people who fail to do this. And then what happens when you have all these renowned people that I call their name out that are defender of the black cause? And they are far away from, you know, making the grade of representation necessary to make a difference. You know, we have to know. We have to know. Because we're not taking a diamond by weapons. The knowledge that we need. Knowledge, because our words are going to go, you know, I mean, very far, very far than if you were trying to engage into some violence. We don't need no violence to get these honest fucking nasty white people out of our country. Burn them up with their uncivilized energy. Burn them up with it. Okay? And you will see if it is not true. You start talking to somebody and you start telling the truth and you find out they draw away from you. You see? Because it bothers them. They become unhappy. You see? And as long as you are sound, you are okay. If you're not cutting some fool, you don't need to worry about these people. They stay away from you because you have divine protection. They need to protect themselves. You see what I mean? And their feeling and their thoughts. They need to feel good about themselves too. And if you begin to, like, let them see they are not who they think they are, then they're not hanging around you. They're not hanging around you. So, my friends, is what they say. They feel like it is God that tell them to kill us. What an incredible testimony for one claiming to be a Christian, in the sense that when you say you're a Christian, you try to live a positive, right? They say they are Christian, but no part of Christianity was ever a realistic thing, because Adam and Eve was never in a garden that anybody can say that is true. There was no Adam and Eve in any garden. You see, this is what these unspoken people are contriving every day. That's what they do. And if if you don't have a knowledge about this, you cannot go and tell them that I have a right to tell that right here. I have a right to say it because it's true. Right? And no, if I didn't have a right to say it, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't be saying it. And that's the end of that story. I'm telling the truth. You see what I mean? And the truth is the protector. The truth is the protector. If I'm telling the truth and you're telling lies, you think, who's going to run from you? It's not me running from you. It's you running from me, because guess what? The truth has consequences. Just as though the lie that you're talking has a consequence. But guess what? It don't benefit you once you are exposed. Once you are exposed that you are a faggot and your brain can't be sane, you can't move that. So if you have to make me prove that, you're done forever. Because you need to walk with some kind of a credibility. And once you are stripped of that fake identity that you're carrying on, you don't have anything else. You go back to your kin, where you come from. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I am about completing this chat and hope that you have gathered some from what I have said. Remember, what I have said is not to give you a crutch stick to walk with. It's to stir up your mind and talk to your brain and find out real things that give you a grip on life. Find out from your brain in your reading, and you hear people talking good things, and you begin to figure out for yourself. All right? And I say, peace be unto you. Until hopefully our next edition of The Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, the author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, but never a sinner. All right? So let it be. Chat to you later.